When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Michael Piff is in our studio. Hello, Mr. Piff. How are you?
Hi, John. Doing great. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, what's happening?
What's your title here?
Senior digital strategist and WGN radio bracketologist. We are in year three of doing tournaments. We've been doing food for the last several years. This is our first Chicagoland Christmas Traditions tournament.
The Chicagoland Christmas Tournaments Traditions Tournament, sponsored by Tree Times Christmas Creations. So 64
Chicagoland attractions and events. The kind of places that you are planning to go to.
In retrospect, is there any item that you regret now did not make the tournament?
Well, probably the Eric Zorn one.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I'll make sure I include him next year, and I'll make sure I also chat with him about that. I feel bad about that one.
Well, what are you going to do?
I know. Well, you know, it's funny. We'd had 64 of these events and attractions covering the entire Chicagoland area. We went as far as Spring Valley for the Quessy Light Show. We went as far north as Gurnee. I love how this turned out. We had a Cinderella story, the Lake Zurich Miracle on Main event, and I made sure to disclaim that I am from Lake Zurich, but I had nothing to do
Kevin,
with
you've
that
got family in Lake Zurich.
Yeah, I got that's where I'm doing Thanksgiving this year. I'm familiar with Lake Zurich. My mom's a teacher there, so.
I grew up there, and I'll tell you, growing up, you didn't hear about Lake Zurich very much, but you did hear about it when, in the movie Gravity, Sandra Bullock said she was from Lake Zurich. So that was really exciting. So this tournament, I think, has been a really,
really
big deal for that community.
Wow.
Yes.
And you weren't
Gravity.
Stuffing the ballot box?
I promise I wasn't. I kept to my my word as the guy who also checks and makes sure nobody is stuffing the ballot box.
You want to hear my impersonation of Sandra Bullock in Gravity?
Yes, please do.
That's not as good as your turkey that you did earlier in the show.
Almost as good as your George Clooney in Gravity.
So George Clooney,
yeah.
And Sandra Bullock are they the two principal players in the
yes,
movie?
Yes, yes. Yeah. I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
Some amazing special effects for its day. I know we're on this tangent, but there's a scene where they're all kind of spinning out of control, and it's pretty hilarious. Okay, so that's the Cinderella story. Up against all these stalwarts, and I presume that you're about to tell us that they're in the finals. Against whom?
Brookfield Zoo Chicago, Holiday Magic, which I actually just took my family to last night, and my parents from Lake Zurich to that event, which was beautiful. Please go if you have the chance. They do a great job every
day. Did everybody there realize that these were the final two teams in the tournament, and did a fight break out? Were they wearing team colors? Was there...
We were trying to be as incognito about it as possible, but no, it was absolutely magical.
Hey, Lake Zurich, what are you doing here, man? You guys suck, okay? So the Brookfield Zoo, and by the way, so the Walnut Room made it to the field of 16, but then got bumped. No, made it to the team field of 8.
Yes.
But got bumped by Lake Zurich. I think one of the reasons that a team would do well in this is how many people go to the Walnut Room, how many people skate on the Millennium Park ice rink. But isn't that a Charlie Brown Christmas scene? That's just positively lovely. Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
We've talked about it before, though. When you have a community that backs one of these horses in our tournaments, it makes it that much more special. And I think there's, you know, a huge amount of credit has to go to the Lake Zurich community, Lake County, all of that. But yeah, I think we have to get to announcing the actual winner.
All right, drum roll. And the winner is?
Lake Zurich's Miracle on Main Street.
Mayor Tom, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. This is exciting.
Tom Boynton is the mayor of Lake Zurich. How long have you been the boss of Lake Zurich, sir?
Well, I'm in my 13th year with 3 more to go.
Four-year term. Wow.
I was elected in 2013 and reelected again this past April.
Well, congratulations to you and also to your town. This is Mayor Tom Poynton, who will, I guess, just be bursting his buttons Let's see.
Absolutely. We are excited beyond belief. I'm in the recreation supervisor Marissa Boynton's office with Bonnie Caputo, our recreation supervisor, or I'm sorry, department head. And we were waiting with bated breath here, or bad breath, whichever case it would be, to see who won. And testament to a great, great community engaged in most of the stuff that we do here. And I'm pleased to be the winner of this against startling, unbelievable competition. I don't even know how we got this far, because we're the typical small town entry here.
Well, there's a certain charm in that, I suppose. Why don't you and maybe Mike or Kevin, for that matter, but you go first, Mr. Mayor. Tell us what it is. What is Lake Zurich's Miracle on Main Street like?
So it's actually a season-long exhibition, but the main part of it is the tree lighting on December 6th, where we close the street, we have sleigh rides, we have all kinds of things that people can do on the street, and food, and it's sponsored by local businesses and with a large contribution from the Park and Rec Department. We have a 30-foot Christmas tree in the center of town that we light, loaded with, which was actually donated by one of our local residents. And this year we expanded it to, it's an artificial tree, we expanded it to 30 feet, which is a pretty darn good-sized Christmas tree. So we just finished redoing our whole Main Street downtown area, so we hope that people will come out on December 6th and take advantage of Breezewall Park, which is lit up for Christmas to the nth degree, and downtown, our brand-new downtown. So we're looking forward to seeing people from all over Lake County and anybody else who wants to come out. You too, John, you're invited.
Well, thank you for that. I'd love to get over there. That's Mayor Tom from, is it Poynton or Boynton?
Boynton.
Poynton with a P, but it is also a Boynton on here. Is that a typo or is that another person?
No, mine is Poynton with a P, and Marissa Boynton is our recreation supervisor.
What are the chances? That's crazy talk.
Yeah. She's much better looking than I am, too. So, what can I tell you?
Pass along our congratulations to the Poyntons and the Boyntons and everybody in Lake Zurich, sir, you guys.
And the Caputos, too, and the whole community. Thank you very much for everybody who voted for us. And Michael Piff, I know your mom and dad. You're a credit to them. I had a nice conversation with them.
Wait a minute. This looks suspicious.
Not at all.
No. Very sweet. It's all above board. It's all above board. Don't try to make anything out of this, John. I won't listen to your station anymore.
Oh, my God. Well,
wow, that took a turn.
Well, Christmas.
Thank you, Mayor Tom. I really appreciate
Merry
that.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Mayor. All right.
Thank you. Same to you guys.
Well done, sir. Well done. All right. So there you go. What's the next tournament you're going to cobble together, buddy?
I'm still recovering from the clap back at you there. We are bringing back the Pizza Madness tournament in March, and I have a special twist on this one. So in past years, we've had a local chains region, which dominates very well in the last couple of years. Well, we will be giving the local chains their own division and expanding the main bracket to all mom-and-pop places. In this tournament, there will be 160 pizza places included.
Why not? Why not?
We hit 128 last year. Let's add another 32.
Yeah. There was a few on there I wanted to see on the, well,
exactly.
Let's do this thing, huh?
Exactly.
All right. Well, nicely done, Michael. Thanks for that. Thanks.
Congrats to your town.